rest of the way.
Cam and Reggie Harris at the Saturday Light Brigade. One little step towards freedom. And I think I gave Jess a Saturday Light Brigade charge for identifying Roy Wilkins. In case I didn't, a charge to you, Jess. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge just a few moments away, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the city of Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio with links to all of the places, many of the places you can hear us. Tune in, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and our Listen by phone service at 631-359-8728.
I'm working on a building, I'm working in a mine, I'm working on a railroad up and down the line, I'm working on a river, I'm working on a boat, I'm working on a log jam, anything that flows. I'm working in the kitchen, chopping with a knife, I've been washing dishes all of my life. I'm working in the morning, in the afternoon, I'm bringing in the harvest underneath the moon. I got two hands and a back that's strong, I put them in the rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn of time, anybody working is a friend of mine. I'm working with a hammer, I'm working with a saw, I'm working in the library, I'm working with the paper and brushes and pens. I finish up a job and I'm starting again. Kiss my woman goodbye, I'll be leaving soon. Working at a square dance, playing fiddle tunes. Cause I'm working on a big rig, hands on a wheel, loading up a trailer with a 3 tons of steel. To keep from falling off the edge, I'm working in the garden, trimming up the trees, hoeing up the rows, I'm pulling up the leaves. I'm working in the schoolhouse, working on the news, working in a honky tonk, playing the blues. I'm working in the hospital, filling out forms, setting broken bones, setting babies be born. Yeah, I got two hands in the back that's strong, I put them in a rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn of time, anybody working is a friend of mine. In the mirror, got the wrinkles on my face. That's the price I pay for running this race. I'm saving up my wages, I put them in the bank. I'm paying on the mortgage, I'm filling my tank. I'm saving up for college for a rainy day. Raising up and chilling, keep on working away. I do what I can to keep the work in the door. I'm working like my father and his father before. I got two hands in the back of the strong. I put them in the rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working.
That's Tim O'Brien. Little bit of a Johnny Cash thumma going on there. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Coming up in just a moment, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's Brigade Charade Puzzle.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade.
The North Side Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 North Side neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the North Side Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Folks are still having fun with word chains of occupations, something we unleashed right at the beginning of the program. The idea is you start with an occupation and then you list one that starts with the letter that the previous one ended with. And Tim Fabian just contributed, you can be, or you can have the occupation of a cosmopolitan, a neoconservative, an executive, an entrepreneurial sort, and finally, a lawyer.
Occupations I've had, I'm a tailor. By profession, that's what I went to school for. To be a tailor, I did designing. When I left school, I worked for myself in Trinidad. Then I was a prison officer where I made uniforms for the inmates and for the officers. I also worked in the car industry, not in the car plant, but repairs of the seat. If the seat have a tear, I know how to repair those things. I make boat covers for boats, which I can make covers for any boat or do its cushions. My favorite job is working on boats. It's a relaxing type job. It's different with that because every boat is different, every job is different, and it's unique. Not everybody does it.
Well, good morning and thank you to David, who I see just made a contribution to SLB. David, we're grateful for your doing so. It's as easy as going to slbradio.org/donate. And thank you kindly. Now let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Time to see if you can solve this morning's Brigade charade puzzle. And this works just like charades. The only difference being we have to use our words since we can't act out anything because to the best of our knowledge, you can't see us right now. The clue fits in with our theme for Labor Day weekend. The clue is occupation. Occupation. Three syllables in our answer. The first syllable, long-eared creature. Long-eared creature. Syllable two, article of clothing. Article of clothing. And syllable three, prefix of honor. Prefix of honor. Do you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck with today's Brigade charade. The Del McCurry Band now at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Heard a voice call down from the lonesome north, singing songs of working worth, hard-edged stories from the hard rock town. I can't picture Saturday night, tires squealing from the main street lights. The creaking of the cables on the cage as it's lowered down. Hard-edged stories from the streets of the mining towns. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. rode my bike up the bridge, looked back at the paper mill. Through the windows I try to see what the future held for the likes of me. I can hear the ship change siren still in the Seaway City by the stacks of the paper mill. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. The towns that rose with the mines and the mills. Watch your future pass like you're standing still. And the kids all leave like light when the sun goes down. When you go back now and you walk the streets, there's parking lots where the buildings used to be. Night still falls, but it doesn't make a sound. Long shadows fall on the streets of the coal mill towns. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me in, boys. Don't follow me down.
all said and done. I hope you're not sad when that day comes. We all had our chance. I hope you found what you needed. And everybody wants to know what to do when they go. And all I got to say is that you gotta figure that out your own way. And everybody wants to know
Saturday, Light Brigade with the Plate Scrapers, a job in and of itself. Del McCurry Band with Milltowns before them. Here's our brigade charade again. We've had a few answers. The clue is occupation. Syllable one, long-eared creature. Syllable two, article of clothing. Syllable three, prefix of honor. Now, Tommy came up with an answer that is slightly different from the one we had in mind, but it's a great answer, and I'll share it with you shortly. Sharon posted an answer at Facebook, on Facebook, and Russ texted it to us. They got the one, or she got it, actually. Mike and Myers also got the correct answer. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB, RADIO, 1-888-752-7234. If you think you can solve this morning's brigade charade, remember that spelling does not count as you put those words together. Long-eared creature, I bet you know that one. Article of clothing. Or the act of putting on an article of clothing. And then the third syllable is prefix of honor. We'll leave things out for you for just another moment or two.
Think about it. How old am I when I go to a glass factory? I knew nothing about manufacturing. Nothing. I put the tennis shoes on, put the jeans on, and went on the floor. And I did every job that's out there so that I would know, so that I would understand what makes the furnace work, what makes the finishing work, what skills are needed. And I think that no matter how old you are, no matter what stage of your life you are, as long as you remember that and take every opportunity seriously, it will happen for you. It has to. Have faith.
Trick at Westinghouse all my life, usually because you got 10% more for working second and third trick. And the jobs that I had were always one of the better jobs, and usually the guy on daylight had 45-year service. So when you had 20-year service, you were the bottom of the list, so you had to take third trick. But at least I was fortunate enough to always have one of the higher-paying jobs while I worked at Westinghouse. And if it was still there, I would have probably put the rest of my life and retired out of there. But when there's no alternative, you have to try something. And fortunately and lucky enough, I made some good decisions and made some money. I ran all the machines. I ran boring mills, milling machines, planers, grinders, lathes, drill presses. I worked on a scrape and finish, a Babbitt. I did Babbitt bearings, and I machined bearings on the boring mills and, like I said, on all the machinery. Towards the end, when people got less and less in the plant, they called them, instead of a boring mill operator or a drill press or a lathe operator or a grinder, you were called a machine tool operator, and you had to run everything, post mills, boring mills, lathes, milling machines, drill presses. You had to run your own fork truck and work all your own cranes with remote control boxes. And if we would have done that a lot sooner, I think Westinghouse Electric would have still been there. And people got scared of the nuclear power, like I said, and the unions, and the greed of the worker and the unions both. I think it ruined it. Three generations worked at Westinghouse Electric. That place, when I started, had 14,700 people. The day I left the building, it had 185. And I had to write a letter to them saying that I was doing other things for them to release me because you went by seniority and job. So I was one of the very last ones to work for East Pittsburgh at Westinghouse there.
From the Saturday Light Brigade Oral History Collection, some reflections on jobs. Angie has the correct answer to our Brigade Charade puzzle. So do John and Addie in East Deer. Good morning. And Gail in Stanton Heights also has it. We were looking for an occupation. The first syllable, long-eared creature, that is a hare. The second, article of clothing, and then later I said to put on an article of clothing, dress. So we have hare, dress, and a prefix of honor, sir, as a knight, giving us hair, dress, sir, hairdresser. Now, Tommy, for his article of clothing, he used vest, which works. That gives us har, or hair, vest, sir, or harvester. And that's a perfectly acceptable alternative. So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to everybody whose name I just mentioned, as well as Larry in Elwood City, who was able to come up with hair dress, sir, hair dresser. Well done, and charge to Larry in Elwood City. Well done. Another puzzle coming your way in about 15 minutes.
What do Crystal Gale, Dorothy Hamill, Don King, Lyle Lovett, and Gloria Steinem have in common? Prisoners of their hair. If they changed the way they comb their hair, they'd never be recognized anywhere. The prisoners. Prisoners. What do Stevie Nicks, Leon Redbone, Pee Wee Herman, Tom Wolfe, Pope John Paul have in common? They are prisoners of their wardrobe, prisoners of their clothes. If they change the outfits that they wear, nobody would stop and stare. The prisoners. It's a little tragic, it's a little weird. ZZ Top are prisoners of their beards. A groove and a rut.
Crystal Gales ever had a bad dream about being trapped with Ted Koppel and Mary Travers, being chased by a wild pack of scissors toward a swimming pool filled with Nair. Oh my God, what a nightmare that would be for Crystal Gale. Wake up, Crystal Gale. Wake up. Oh no, here comes Dolly Parton. What is she doing in the song? She's only a prisoner of the wig. Get out of here, Dolly, you don't belong. No offense. Oh my goodness, it's the B-52s. They're not prisoners of their hairdos. Their hairdos are prisoners of them. Ooh, that's really scary.
Was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore me corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. A dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow. Is creamy milk. Learn to coo, learn to moo. That's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl is sure to need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Come along and we set up a congregation. We were busy every night with love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my Jimmy got a job, I began again. Then happy at me turret lay the year or so. And then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a child. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, it's something else to do. It's cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. I listen in to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. Don't I really wish that I could be a lady? I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me. And I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You could buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay. You get a cook and a nurse, for better or worse. You don't need a purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, she says, we pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits highest maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch, you're a tart. You're nothing but heart, shallow and vain. You got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby, as a daughter, as a wife, as a mother and a dear. I'm not a lady. Fight them as an engineer.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Peggy Seeger preceded in song by Christine Lavin and Prisoners of Their Hairdos. Correct answers also from Bonnie upon Observatory Hill, and also a correct answer from Jess in the South Hills, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, as listed at slbradio.org/radio.
I went down to the factory early on a Monday morning. When I got down to the factory, it was lonely, it was forlorn. I couldn't find Joe, Jack, John, or Jim. Nobody could I see. Nothing but buttons and bells and lights all over the factory. Well, I walked into the foreman's office to find out what was what. I looked him in the eye and I said, what goes? This is the answer I got. His eyes turned red, then green and blue, and it suddenly dawned on me. There was a robot sitting in the seat where the foreman used to be. Well, I walked all around, up and down, across that factory. I watched all the buttons and the bells and the lights. It was a mystery to me. I hollered Hank, Frank, Ike, Mike, Joe, Jack, Don, Dan, Roy, Ray, Ed, Fred, Pete. And a great big mechanical voice boomed out, all your buddies are obsolete. All your buddies are obsolete. All your buddies are obsolete. Well, I was scared. I was worried, I was sick as I left that factory. Decided that I had to see the president of the whole darn company. When I got up to his office, he was rushing out the door with a scowl upon his face. For there was a great big mechanical executive sitting in the president's place. I went home to my ever-loving wife. I told her about the factory. She kissed me, she hugged me, she cried a little bit as she sat on my knee. Now I don't understand all the buttons and the bells, but there's one thing I will say. I thank the Lord that love's still made in the good old-fashioned way.
Joe Glazer at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's our annual Labor Day weekend show, and thank you for the kind words. We've been celebrating Labor Day weekend together since 1978. Can you believe it? It's really a lot of fun to have you with us, and I'm glad you're able to be here today. We are live. It's always wonderful to be here live and in person. And in a moment, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's High Clue.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/MakerDate.
I had a very different childhood from most people at that time, most children at that time, because my mother was in business. This was a time when women did not even go out of the house. My mother was a real estate agent, an insurance broker, and a notary public.
My first job was kind of like an unofficial job, working off the back of the truck of a fruit vendor. We called them hucksters. They would come in the neighborhood, sell fruit off the back of their trucks or wagons. We would jump up on the truck and help him out, help distribute the goods to the people who bought them. And at the end of the day, he might give us some ears of corn or 25 cents. And that was my first kind of like unofficial job. My first official job would be working in a bowling alley as a pin boy. And we sat up behind the pins. And when the pins were knocked down, we'd clear them out the way. And when the set was over, we'd have to press our feet down on this little bar, and the pin holders would come up, and we would set the pins back on the pinhole, move our feet, get out the way, and the next person would bowl another ball. I think I was 14 years old.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to see if you can solve our high clue. Ricky, have you counted? Everything is okay? 17 syllables leading to one answer as audited by Ricky. Here they are. Made from yeasted dough, shaped into a ring, and then briefly boiled, then baked. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234 if you know the answer. Once again, made from yeasted dough, shaped into a ring, and then briefly boiled, then baked. Do you know the answer?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here's hoping we hear from you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO.
Oh, boys, right. Thing I hate about lining track is these old bars about to break my back. Saying, oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track. Moses stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say, oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track. If I could, I surely would. I'd stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say, oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track. Made in a baby, lying in the shade, thinking all the money that I made. Say, oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? Ratter, ratter. Oh, boy, can't you line on? See Eloise go lining track. Oh,
I hated by lining track. Cause these old bars about to break my back. Say,
oh boy, can't you light on?
Stood on the Red Sea shore, smoking that water with a 4x4. Say,
oh boy, can't you light on?
If I could, I surely would. I'd stand on the rock where Moses stood. Say,
oh boy, can't you light on?
Shade of thinking all the money that I made.
Say, oh boy, can't you light on?
Right,
oh boy, can't you light on?
Right,
oh boy, can't you light on? See Eloise go lining track.
Say,
oh boy, can't you light on?
Right,
oh boy, can't you light on?
Right,
oh boy, can't you light on?
Joseph Shea, the bell that stole his life and left him dead that day. He dug his way through slate, cursing his daily tonnage. Never knowing where his forward course would lead. For whom the bells toll, but not for Joseph Shea. For all is quiet now, the bell it just collapsed. Now layers of sediment cover his mangled body. A shining pile of black gold, the straw bosses made their wage. For whom the bell tolls, but not for Joseph Shea. The bell that had stole his life and left him dead that day.
The Saturday Light Brigade with Steve Pellegrino, the great Steve Pellegrino, performing live on SLB 15 years ago. May 1st, 2010. Jim Queskin did line and track before that. Tom is going to share the answer to our haiku in a moment, but there is time for you if you would like to get in with your answer. Made from yeasted dough, shaped into a ring, and then briefly boiled, then baked. It's actually shaped into a torus, T-O-R-U-S, which is a shape I never knew. It is a ring, but the cross section is circular as well. And the origin of the good as well as its name is Polish. It's got a bit of an interesting history. You can reach us at 412-200-5975 if you know the answer or would like to take a guess. We'd love to hear from you. Susie in Alexandria has it, so does Angie in Mars. And Larry in Elwood City has it. And here is, oh, Barb in Oakmont is on the right track with Pretzel. In fact, Pretzel more or less works if you shape it the correct way. Tommy in Virginia, North Chesterfield to be exact, has the correct answer. So does Gail, who is in Ohio this morning, preparing for a Renaissance festival. Ty in Valencia has the right answer, as does Addie in East Deer by way of John. Russ in King, North Carolina, with the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights has it. John in Economy Borough on the right track with Hala, but not quite. Bruce has the correct answer. He is in Ingram this morning. And the aforementioned Tom in McCandless has the correct answer this morning. Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
You got this very quickly.
Well, I tried making a bagel one time, but I killed the yeast and it didn't rise.
Oh, no. I guess that could happen.
Well, they said heat the milk to a certain temperature, but I didn't have a thermometer. So I kind of used my finger to kind of test it, and it should have been just kind of lukewarm, because now when I make stuff with yeast, I just kind of turn on the hot water faucet and, you know, take my finger in the hot water faucet until it feels kind of hot, and then I just use that, and that seems to work.
If you get serious about this, you probably want a thermometer, though, I would think. Eventually, you might want a thermometer.
Yeah, well, that takes all the science out. I mean, it puts too much science into it.
That's true.
They say when you bake, you're supposed to put a cup of flour, but the purists say you should weigh it. So you should have a scale in your kitchen to actually weigh the flour, not the volume of the flour.
Well, and I'm kind of like that too. I don't measure, and gosh, I really should. I mean, but I don't. I tend to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and don't, often end up making big mistakes. And then you try to fix it. You try to true up the recipe. Oh, I'll add a little of this, and it's too liquidy. I'll add this. It's still too, now it's too viscous. I'll add this. And before you know it, you've made enough for an army, a proverbial army.
Well, I always think that the hardest thing to make is gravy. And I don't know how long it took me to figure out just the right amount of oil to put in and flour and, now I don't have that much of a problem, but I used to always have a problem with the gravy.
Hmm. Interesting.
I remember one time my wife was making something, and she's supposed to use bell pepper. And so she cuts it up, and she leaves about maybe a finger's worth of bell pepper in the refrigerator. And I said, well, just throw it in. Oh, no, it's supposed to use this much bell pepper. You can't put any extra bell pepper
I think marriages are often comprised of people with very opposite takes on how to do that. Ricky tends to be more of a measurer than I am. And it's probably a good thing. We balance each other out that way.
So. Well, I belong to a cooking club at the library, and I don't want to sound like a sexist, but it seems like the females are more apt to follow the recipe than men are.
It's interesting.
Men are kind of free-for-all. I'm more of a I think of a recipe as being more of an inspiration than to actually follow it.
Yeah, I think it might break among age, too. It's hard to say. Based on who you learned how to cook from, too. Did you learn how to cook from anybody in particular?
I learned from the seat of my pants.
There you go. And I wonder if your wife, Mary, if she learned from her mom or...
She was a home ec major.
Ah, well, that explains it.
And her mother, I don't know, back in the 50s and 60s, everybody had what they call a pressure cooker.
Yes.
And the joke around her family was that whatever her mother made, she put in the pressure cooker. So they said, well, we'll have steak tonight. She'd throw the whole steak in the pressure cooker and cook it. You know, I'm not sure how true that is, but that was kind of the story. I remember my mother had a pressure cooker, too.
No, we went from pressure cookers to crock pots to woks, crepe pans, and now I guess air fryers are probably the latest rage from one appliance to the next.
What's that one Instant Pot?
I don't have one, but that is another very common thing, the Instant Pot.
Yeah, somebody said that's a sophisticated pressure cooker.
Yeah, I that would be about the right way, I think. Well, it charged you, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, there's time.
I was going to mention, there's something like a bagel. It's called a Bialys, B-I-A-L-Y-S. Have you heard of that?
I have not. And it makes bagels?
Well, no, it's a bagel kind of thing. It's from Brooklyn. Like, it's real popular in Brooklyn.
A Bialy?
I'm not sure how you pronounce
it. Does it sound like Bialy?
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's
Bialy.
I think that's like a sweet onion roll, if I am picturing it correctly in my head. That sounds good. All of these sound good. Well,
okay.
A charge to you. Well done. And, you know, these days... anybody in the service industry is referred to as a pressure cooker. Congratulations.
Well, here's one.
If you came up with bagel.
I hope you like it. I think it's going to be good. Don't need a menu when you order. Take the blue plate special away. Start with a napkin, a toothpick, some water. Well, then call the waiter and say, a bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. Well, bagels are round, they're not square. Well, 'cause if they're square, they ain't nowhere. And lox is fish, my favorite dish. Hey, Mr. Waiter, hurry up and bring a plate of bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. And a slice of onion on the side. Cheese in the middle.
Bagel and lox.
Toast on the grill.
but tray fanned eggs, coffee, and well, they may be okay, but they're not my friend. Well, 'cause when I eat elite, hold a condition. My dishes are delicious bagels and lox with the cheese in the middle. A bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. On the side. On the side. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side.
One, two, three, four.
I woke up Sunday morning, it was exactly 8:03. My poor stomach was a grumbling, man, I was hungry as could be. I was hungry as could be. So I went to get some bagels, I went to the bagel store. There's nothing like a fresh made bagel on a Sunday morn, freshly made, still warm. It was 50 cents for every bagel, set it on the door. But if you want a little bit of cream cheese, that costs a little bit more. Yeah, cream cheese costs a little more. Cup of coffee, had it with some cream, added in just a tad of sugar, was a Sunday morning dream. Light and sweet like a Sunday morning dream. You got your poppy seeds, you got your pumpernickel, there's onion, plain old wheat. If I could only have one food, bagels are what I'd eat.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Kevin Whalen. And Bagel Boogie. And before that, you heard Rob Schneider with his song, Bagels and Lox. And Long Islander Mike. Confirmed that the B. Ollie was the baked good we were looking for. Thanks, Mike. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org.
There once was a